There is a famous debate between the Maharam Mewurtemberg and the Rush. The Maharam, the Rush was a Talmud of the Maharam Mewurtemberg, but they do have different debates. So this famous debate is the end of Moed Katan. Talks about a Katan Shehigdiel Toch Shloshim. Within the first 30 days of Aveilus, a Katan becomes a Bar Mitzvah. Within the first 30 days is Halacha Shmua Krova, and therefore Yechayev and the Dinam of Aveilus. If you hear Shmua Rechoka, so there are different Halachas. So you hear within Toch Shloshim. Again, if it's a parent, then the Yud Beis Chodesh might be a separate Halacha, whether you have to keep. That might not be Midin Aveilus, maybe keep it Aveim. But regardless, so that's the Shaila here. Katan Shehigdio Toch Shoshim. Since we know when's the Mechayiv of Aveilus, it's the Kfura, the Stima Sagoel. So at the time in, of the Chiyav, he was a Katan. A Katan's a Lar Badas. And Pashas, that's why the Maharam holds there's no Chinuch by a Katan because you need Yediyah by the Mitzvah and there's no Yediyah by a Katan. So now that he becomes a Gadol, he has Yediyah now, so therefore does he have a din of a Shmua Krova and therefore he should be Chayev. So that's the opinion of the Maharam Rimberg. He says, yes, a Katan Shehigdil Tosh Shoshim does become Chayev. And the Rush disagrees and says, no. There's no Aveilus by a Katan. Since he was Pater B'Shas Kfura, so he's Pater now. So, the Shailas is a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, a Katan Shehigdio Toch Shabbos. Let's say he became a Gadol in the middle of Shabbos. So everyone agrees while he's a Katan, he's not Chayev min HaTorah. However, the Gemara says, once he becomes a Gadol, he is Chayev. Everyone agrees to the Gemara. So therefore, at first glance, it seems to be a raya for the Maharam Rittenberg and Akasha and the Rush. But that's why the Maharam Rittenberg brought down the Gemara. We see a Katan Shehigdiel on Shabbos is Chayev. So what's the Pshat? So the Maharam clearly learned, there's a whole discussion, there's a concept by Muksa. We know that's a Gemara. Migai discuss ben Hashmashas, discuss Kuayoma. That something which is Muksa ben Hashmashas in the beginning of Shabbos is Muksa the whole day. Or something which isn't Muksa, in other words, assuming something changed. If, let's say, a glass breaks, I mean, maybe even though a ben Hashmashas it wasn't, if something changed to the items, that's a different discussion. But let's say the object stayed the same. For instance, let's say someone was poor and they wore torn garments. And then whatever they found out on Shabbos, they became a millionaire, or whatever the case may be. So I'm never going to wear a torn object again. And he throws it out. So we say since it was... wasn't Muksa ben Hashmashas, it's not Muksa now either. So it goes by ben Hashmashas. That's clearly a dinder abundant of Muksa. The question is this pattern, because we have a rule, we have a general rule called Tikkun Drabanan Ke'ein Daraisa Tikkun. Any rabbinical institution is patterned after a biblical institution. So therefore, what's it based on? So the Maharam Rimberg says, no, there's a din daraisa. So that's what he has the concept here. That really a ben Hashmashas and Shabbos a katan is chayev, but he's a putter. But the chayev kicks in for everyone. Aye, but since he's a katan, so therefore he's exempt. But once he becomes a chayev, so there's a latent chayev, it kicks back in, and that's why. So too over here, by the Aveilus, at the moment he was a Katan, but the Chiyav kicked in for everybody. And now it's a Chiyav L'Achar Zman, so therefore the Maharam holds it's Chayav a cousin Shik that was chayev in Avelis, and he's chayev in keeping Shabbos. Aye, what is the Rush hold? The Rush holds he's pater, but the Rush holds he's chayev in Shabbos, that's the Gemara. But by a Kfura he says no, so clearly the Rush makes a distinction between, when it comes to the laws of Shabbos, it's something to do with Ben Hashmashos. Every moment of Shabbos is Mechayev me, so that's why I become Chayev. However, when it came to the law of Avelis, so therefore, it's the Petur Onshin. It's a Petur, when it comes to Kfura, so at the time when I was, at the time when the Chayiv kicked in, I was Pater. So therefore, there's no tashrum, so to speak, like a discussion. Let's say you putter Saturday night, so do you, but generally we say Abdullah goes to Tuesday, but what about Mekzem Saturday night? Would I have to make it up? So that would depend, Machokas, we've shown him, how do you view the Chiyav? It's an elongated Chiyav, and therefore you'd be Chayav. No, the Chiyav is only Saturday night, the rest is Tashlum. And to the Rush holds, that since he was putter b'shas kfura, so he's putter. What about Shabbos? Shabbos is a different halacha. It's every moment of Shabbos is mechayev. Not like the Maharam Grunberg says, it's a chiyev la'achar zman. It kicks in at Ben Hashmashos. So this is a famous debate, and Rav Soloveitchik used to love this from the Avdei Nezer, has the same concept, and as well as Rav Tzvi Frumer, he discusses, I think, the Shaila of, let's say you're on a boat and you cross over the international dateline in the middle of Shabbos. Would you be chayev? So it depends. According to the Rush, you would be. According to the Maharam Rurmberg, you would not be. Because he says it goes back to Ben Hashmashos. So therefore it could be a ku or a chumra. In fact, that's a whole discussion. What about someone in Eretz Yisrael flies out Yom Tov Sheni? There's a separate issue, so we know then someone who flies out, and so if you're going into a Jewish area or not, but the Shaila is, do I say from a different, you know, the different aspects, do one aspect is, do I say, since I've been on Shemashos, I wasn't chayev in Yom Tov Sheni, so now that I'm in, it could be Yom Tov Sheni is different than Shabbos, because it's not really a din d'oraisa anyway, but that's the Shaila. Do I say, I've been on Shemashos, since I was part of that's it, that would seem to be like the Maharam, and according to the Rush, again, assuming you could quit Yom Tov Sheni to Shabbos, and then perhaps you argue, every moment, or maybe you'll say it's more like Kfur. At the moment of Yom Tov Sheni, that was Mechayev me. So however you want to learn Pshat, that's the discussions come up regarding the international dateline and perhaps flying on Yom Tov Sheni. So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber writes, Kas of Katan Shemes Ove Ve'imo Vafil Higdil Toch Shiva Bato Meno Kol Din Avelis Ve'ino Chayev Bo. So the Mechaber brings down like the Rush, that one is putter from all the dinim of Avelis and Shiv and Shloshim. Uva Badei Shochan, maybe Machokas. And the Badei Shochan quotes a Machokas aposkin b'zeh. The Yesovrim, the Chayev of Avelis, like the Maharam of Rumberg. And it's written in the Chachmas Adam, Katan Shemes Aviv Afil Higdal Tokzayin Kevin. Shabbos Misa Yopata Batu Meno Kol Din Avelis. So Mashma Nagama. So from the Chachmas Adam, it's also Mashma, like the Rush Yopater, and it's Mashma from the Chachmas Adam, even Yud Beis Chodesh. Ve'efsha Sheishu Chalik the Bishlom Shiva V'Shloshim Shem Mitzvah Shakavu Chazal Ba'Avol. Gave Mashma Yopata B'Shas Chavoso Engel Tashlumin. So that's a further debate. We seem to pass in like the Rush, that the Katan is Putter. However, it's a Shiloh, it's a Avavimo, whether you be Chayev in the Yud Beis Chodesh or not. Titzur Shulchan Aruch, Kau, Reish Dizayin, Lokal Beis, Aruch HaShulchan, elaborate on that. So that's the Machokes, the Maharam, Rittenberg, and the Rush. We seem to pass at least by Avelis, we pass in like the Rush, that there is no Avelis, so maybe it's Mashva that the Din Shapat at the time. However, regarding Shabbos, everyone agrees to the Gemara in Shabbos. It's a Shai whether Yechayev LaAchar Zman or Yechayev M every moment, and that could be the Shai, the international dayline of perhaps flying out on Yom Tov Shein.